This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The State Commission on Judicial Discipline has received requests to evaluate the judge who dropped the prison sentence of a paramedic convicted in Elijah McClain's death. Here's CPR's Tony Gorman.
Calls to evaluate Adams County Judge Mark Warner's decision have come from all over the U.S. after he resentenced Peter Chikuniak to 4 years probation. The commission has no power to reverse a judge's ruling by state law. Chikuniak was originally sentenced to 5 years in prison for authorizing a lethal ketamine injection to McClain. He only served 10 months. Warner cited the former paramedic as not an ongoing risk to society as reason for his release. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The first case of emerald ash borer beetles has been found in central Lakewood. CPR's Chiara DeMari reports about 15% of urban trees are ash.
The beetle is a metallic green insect. It's invasive and has killed millions of ash trees in North America. Sadly, there's no way to save a tree once the bug has bored into it. Luke Killoran is the forestry supervisor for the city of Lakewood. He says common signs include bark splitting, gradual canopy thinning, smaller than normal leaves, and heavy woodpecker activity.
The easiest sign to look for is a V-shaped exit hole on the trunk. It's when the borer exits the tree. It's got a distinctive shape.
Lauren says if you find a beetle infection, work with licensed tree contractors to get rid of the tree. I'm Chiara DeMari, CPR News.
Officials also ask that people not move around firewood. The bug only moves a mile or so naturally a year, but will often hitch a ride on firewood. An international group called the Emerald Ash Borer Network offers resources for people to protect ash trees. And you're listening to CPR News at 8:06.